AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There was lots of pomp at the White House, including a flyover of fighter jets, as the jovial President Trump welcomed Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler. Saka Magani has a report.
It was Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's first visit since the 2018 killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, an operation U.S. intelligence says the prince likely ordered. He denies it, and in the Oval Office.
A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen.
President said he's proud of the prince.
He's done a phenomenal job.
Without offering details, 7 years after Khashoggi's killing sent U.S.-Saudi relations reeling, the president sees the kingdom as a key player in reshaping the Middle East. The two men announced billions of dollars in deals hours before an East Room dinner honoring the prince. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Capitol Hill Tuesday,
the yeas are 427, the nays are one. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed.
Republicans and Democrats coming together on Jeffrey Epstein, passing a bill to force the Justice Department to publicly release its files on the convicted sex offender. The Senate quickly agreed to pass the measure with unanimous consent once it receives the text. President Trump has said he will sign it. Sources tell AP federal agents will conduct a major immigration crackdown in New Orleans starting in early December. Meanwhile, the mayor of Raleigh, North Carolina, says federal agents have expanded their immigration crackdown from Charlotte to the Raleigh area. A panel of three federal judges has blocked Texas from using its new congressional map. Republicans drew it aiming to pick up 5 U.S. House seats. And Meta has prevailed in an antitrust case brought by the FTC, and it will not have to spin off WhatsApp and Instagram. This is AP News. Jennifer King has the story of a special new reef.
A historic ocean liner, the SS United States, will become a huge artificial reef off the Florida Panhandle early next year. Okaloosa County announced its final resting place will be about 22 miles southwest of Destin. The top decks will reach 60 feet below the surface, making it accessible to scuba divers. The nearly 1,000-foot vessel still holds a transatlantic speed record from its maiden voyage in 1952. The ship spent most of the year at the Port of Mobile being scoured in preparation for its sinking. Pensacola tourism officials and the Coastal Conservation Association Florida are kicking in a combined $2 million toward the reef project. A conservancy founded by Susan Gibbs, the granddaughter of the ship's naval architect, tried to raise funds to restore it over the years, but the fading ship was evicted from its dock in Philadelphia. In addition to the reef project, plans to build an onshore museum to promote the ship's rich maritime history. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.